We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO. Well, we have some weather today. We are under a fire weather warning until 6 p.m. tonight. So anyway, it's there was some big fires in Oklahoma yesterday and a few in the Texas Panhandle. Luckily, they got them under control. That one up there in the Panhandle around Balco was huge and it was going, but they got her headed off. It's 67 degrees. Our humidity is 44%. Southwest winds 21 miles an hour, gusting up to 27. Let's see how the wind shift is around our neighborhood. It looks like the major wind actually over in central Oklahoma, where they got wind 34 mile an hour, gusting up to 45. And I'm looking in the panhandle of Oklahoma, and that northern is hitting because they're showing wind out of the north up in the panhandle. So anyway, get ready. Tonight it's going to hit, and it looks like, according to what I seen on TV this morning, Lacey's kind of predicting we got a little better chance of rain than we might have thought at first, because the dry line just might develop right out there in Wheeler and Shamrock, like her and I was talking about yesterday. Well, I have a special guest on today. We'll be getting to Mike here in the second segment. Mike Schweitzer, Quartermaster Creek Angus, is here. Talk about his bull sale coming up next week. But first, let's talk grains. The grains are all over the place, up and down. But in Oklahoma, at 11 o'clock, hard red winter wheat is $7.74. Corn's at $6.56. Milo is at $6.38. Soybeans are at $15.16. And cotton's at $1.23. Up a penny from yesterday. Soybean futures were higher in overnight trading as the price yo-yo continues. That's a good word for it, yo-yo. Prices rebound after yesterday's sell-off on renewed concerns about South American production. In Brazil, the world's biggest exporter of soybeans, rains are expected to slow the harvest as dry weather begins to form again in central and the southern areas of that country. Rains will favor the major growing states and all the way through Saturday, according to their forecast. But in Argentina, limited precipitation will cause soil moisture to decline again, and mostly in southwestern and northeastern growing areas. Kenny said some improvement, however, is expected in the southwestern areas. Wheat futures were again higher overnight, as everybody's a little skeptical about Russia's withdrawing troops from the Ukraine border. Some of Russia's more than 100,000 troops reportedly returned to their bases after conducting exercises near the country's border with Ukraine. Well, being in the military myself, the thing that I would be looking out for is when they take the hospitals along that border down, then they're serious about withdrawing. But they leave them up, they're just playing games. Still, government leaders are very skeptical of the withdrawal, with many asking for more proof. NATO said it believes Russia is still sending military assets to the border, despite Moscow saying that it was not sending troops back to their... Well, leaders continue to call for being diplomatic about this deal with the conflict before a Russian attack. Soybean futures for May delivery jumped 16.75 cents to $15.72 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade. Soy meal was up $4.80 to $441.90 a short ton, and soybean oil futures dropped 0.7 cents to 66.42 cents a pound. Corn futures for May delivery gained 4.25 cents to $6.41.75 a bushel. And wheat for May delivery rose 1.75 cents to $7.87.5 a bushel, while Kansas City futures added 2 cents to $8.11.75 a bushel. Well, futures have been up and down, and so have the soybean and corn markets in the past few weeks as investors focus on concerns about the Russia buildup of troops along the Ukraine border. Sometime when you guys get a chance out there, Google Ukraine and get on there and see the different types of minerals and how big they are in agriculture, and it's a no wonder Russia would like to have Ukraine back, because they are one of the biggest players in the world as far as different types of ore and minerals of all kinds, and their soil over there is unbelievable fertile. So you guys check that out sometime. Well, weather maps are lit up again today as extremely dry weather is expected in the southern plains, while cold weather again dominates in the northern United States. Red flag warnings will again be in effect today from noon to 7 p.m. in Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle, western Oklahoma, amongst strong winds and low humidity. And looking at our humidity on the map here, that moisture from the Gulf is slowly getting here because we're at 44%, which is good against those fires. Winds will be sustained from 20 to 30% with gusts up to 45 miles an hour. It's just be careful out there and don't do anything silly. Check the chains on the trailer. Don't start any fires. Your trash burning can wait till later, or just haul it to some city and put it in their dumpster like I do. Anyway, when we get back, Mr. Mike Schweitzer with Quartermaster Creek Angus is going to be in here with me, and we're going to be talking some bulls, and I got all kinds of good questions. He come in here early, so he told me some more stuff that, I mean, I got all kinds of funny stories we're going to talk with him about. He shouldn't open his mouth with me around. But anyway, and then later on in the show after Mike, I got the report from Woodward yesterday. They had 557 cows and bulls up there they sold. Market's looking strong, looking good, and that's what we're needing. So I'll be right back after this. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at everettswelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
My background is in AI service. If you're doing that, you're more progressive. You're not going to the sale barn and buying a bull for the cheapest you can get. You're searching for better genetics. You're searching for a better quality product. Just like, do you go down to the used car store and buy the car with all the dents and dings, or do you want the new car? We decided we'd start building our own pretty vehicles rather than going paying the price for the pretty vehicle. B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
Mind Money Tracker is a function on our mobile banking app. We started with a template, but it really was in the hands of First National to customize the app to be what it wants to be. As more things come out, as reality changes, as the world changes, the app will constantly be updated with new functionalities so that budgeting can still be made easy and can still be right at your fingertips, because that's our goal at First National, is to give you access to your money at all times.
I'm Kelsey Werner, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City.
Member FDIC.
Oh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
Well, before I get to Mike, I got this little story I want to share with you guys. Breeding season is approaching, and bull turnout is only 6 weeks away for herds that plan to start calving next January. We are fortunate in Oklahoma to have a large number of outstanding registered seed stock breeders who are and will be marketing bulls in the volume in our state. The opportunity to invest in genetics to improve the profit potential of your operation leads to several questions, and it requires some planning. The first goal of breeding season is to get cows bred early in the breeding season, resulting in more calves born earlier in the calving season. Shorter breeding calving seasons, older calves at weaning, and ultimately more pay weight at weaning due to calf age. The typical beef calf gained about 2 pounds today per day up to weaning, according to a calf born one heat cycle 21 days earlier, will wean off about 40 pounds heavier. How do we get this accomplished? By having an adequate amount of bulls to get cows serviced. The following shows a conservative expectation at the number of cows we should expect bulls to cover in a defined breeding season. 12 to 15-month-old bulls, 10 to 12 females. 15 to 18-month-old bulls, 12 to 18 females. 18 to 24-month-old females, 18 to 25, or bulls, 18 to 25 females. 24 months and older, 25 to 35 females, and 2 to 6-year-old bulls, 25 to 35 females. Rule of thumb, one female per month of age at turnout after passing yearling breeding soundless exam. For example, if I have 60 heifers to breed and plan to turn out 15-month-old bulls, I will need 4 bulls. What is the typical life expectancy of a breeding bull? Typically up to 6 years is prime of life for breeding bulls. This isn't to say that all bulls will break down at this age, but is more likely to happen after age 6. Often when the older bull goes bad, it isn't discovered until after breeding season, and then it's a little late for that, and when you're doing your pregnancy checks. Social behavior of bulls. When you invest in the bulls this spring, it is a good idea to pin bulls of similar ages and sizes together for several weeks prior to the start of the breeding season and allow your social ranking of the bulls. This time together allows bulls to establish a pecking order so they will be ready to focus on their job turnout. Well, speaking of bulls, in the studio with me live today is the famous Mike Schweitzer from Leedy, Quartermaster Creek Angus, and welcome to the show.
Well, thank you.
And I seen that story this morning and knew you was coming on. I thought it'd just kind of coincide with what you and I are going to talk about.
Sure.
You've been up there a long time. And what year is this for your bull sale?
This is the 18th year.
This is the 18th year.
We started you had some other guests earlier in the week, or last week or 2 weeks ago. Jim and Debbie were here.
Yep.
I started off selling with them as a part of a consignment sale, and then we were actually partners for a little bit in a sale.
Right.
That's all we were, just sale partners. And,
right.
You know, as time grew, as we grew, as both of us grew, I needed to have my own sale, and actually so did he.
Yeah.
He had his deal, and so we're still the best of friends, and I'll always appreciate them for what they did. Some of the others around here, Bert Hudson and LC's always been good to me. And Bert was one of the guys that just talked about one time a long time ago that, you know, he just felt that, like, us guys in Western Oklahoma had something to offer. We just need to get the people out here to see what we got, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm doing it on a pretty good scale now, you know. And
yeah, this catalog that you brought me today, which I'd been on the website, but this catalog you brought to me today, I mean, it puts it in pretty well perspective what you got going on.
Yeah.
And they, you got, before you started your bull sales, even with Jim, what made you get into this? How did this happen?
Well, honestly, we started off as we were always in the cattle business. We started off in 4-H. I mean, 40 some years ago, you know, 45 years ago.
You don't look that old.
Nearly 60. I'm nearly 60. You know, I wanted to come back, and then when we got married, my wife and I got married. You know, we started, we needed to do something that was value added and tried to sell our work. So we bought bred heifers, we calved out heifers, And then as it has evolved, we the seed stock deal had a draw to it that we could invest more on the same land and try to get a little more, make a little more money on the same land we already had, or, you know, because land's a precious commodity, you know, and we just, you don't just jump out there and be the
big dog,
big dog on the, you know, and so you got to start somewhere, and so I mean, that's how we got into it, and I mean, we love it. I mean,
you can tell by the quality of your bulls that you care.
They're the only ones.
And that's an important part. You can always tell by a person and his cattle how much they care. And like I told you earlier, I had one of your bulls. I was the second owner. It was a good bull, and I loved it. But you can tell by the quality of your bulls, because we do have some very good cattle breeders, bull and cows, in Western Oklahoma.
Certainly.
I mean, you got you guys, you got the, as you mentioned earlier, Bert Hudson, LC. I mean, I can,
Jim and Debbie,
and there's so many more. You got Ben Branson at Foss.
Yep.
And
Ben was going at it pretty good, and then Ben sometimes was backing up a little bit. He still knows what he's doing.
Yeah.
He's got a nice deal. I don't want to slot anybody, the people I didn't mention. I mean, golly, I'm sorry.
I can't thank everybody. But Ben was my welding instructor in high school.
Really?
And so go back long. That's been a long time ago. That was, 42 years ago, because I graduated in 80. So 42.
Me too. That's when I graduated.
Yeah, 42 years ago. Well, you and your wife have got this bull sale going on, and it's next Wednesday, and it starts at 12:30, and you guys says you don't mess around on that sale.
No. I watched a bull sale the other day, and the young man that helps us we were watching it online, and we were riding to eat a hamburger, and I looked over and I said, you know, by the time they got done with the introductions, we would have sold 22 bulls. And so, I mean, really, I ramble a lot here, ramble a lot to the people I talk to, but once the sale starts, we let the cattle sell themselves, and we just sell them.
Yeah. Well, that's what people want.
Because we got to get through it. You know, I told you earlier, you know, to sell 140 bulls and 80 or 90 females, and people are getting tired of sitting still, so it's like, heck, we gotta sell those things. So we do. I mean, typically, you know, just we'll be done in a couple hours, we'll get through it.
And the guys like that.
I hope. You know, it's been well received up, you know. We still need people sitting in the seats.
Right. You said... When you open a page up of your sales catalog, I outlined this in yellow when you brought this in to me. You say, our bulls are raised on cows without creep until weaning, wintered on wheat pasture through the graze out, then on to grass through the summer into early fall. The bulls were developed on a growing ration for about 100 days, then turned out on grass and fed hay and cubes on the ground till sale day. That's a lot of work.
Yeah, you know, but you know, those 100 days that they're out there at the feed yard, that's some of my most precious days, because I don't have to put up with them for those 100 days, because you can't imagine how much trouble 140 or 50 bulls can get into, a bunch of kids, you know.
Yeah, but, I mean, like kindergarten.
Or high school kids.
Yeah.
You know, they're worse together than they are separate.
Because I compare heifers to junior high girls with drama.
Yeah, there's some drama, I suppose. And then these boys can get in trouble.
Yeah.
They can tear up something pretty quick. And they're so strong. I think that people forget how fast and how strong a two-year-old bull can be.
And
I mean, I've seen some... I mean, they could literally nearly pick a car up. I mean, they're just that strong.
Well,
if they just got right, I mean, they can. Well, they can get right after it.
Last winter, I was getting the cows in the lot, and I honked them up and had a sack of cake ready to go. And I was standing right where my cab, my pickup, and my bed come together. And Frosty, my Simmental bull, and he's a big boy, was standing right next to the truck, about from me to you away from him. And loaded the Charlet bull was out there 70 or 80 yards, and you talk about trouble, they go looking for it. And I'm just standing there waiting for a few more cows to come up. And all of a sudden, this Charlet bull come out of nowhere for no reason, hit that Simmental bull. And if he just hit him just a little bit harder, he would have. He almost flipped him on the back of my pickup. That's how brutal they are.
Yep.
And why he did it, who knows? Maybe he was standing too close to me. Maybe Loda was jealous of him. Who knows? But them things are strong.
I think it was Jimmy Emmons that told me that they had a bull once. They were watching them fight, and one of them threw him over a fence. And then they just stood there and looked at each other like, what happened? I mean, they are that strong. They actually got that much power.
And, and they could jump a six-wire fence.
If they wanted to,
they can jump them. But I was going through here in the catalog, and do you still have any original bull line from when you started this?
Yeah, there's others in here. Number 78. I left my glasses in my coat.
I can read it.
Down there where it says in the cow side on the very bottom.
Yep.
There was a cow called Weibo, WIBAUX.
Yeah, see it.
And that was the first registered anything we ever bought. And she actually contributes to her daughters and her granddaughters are still contributing to the high end of this sale. And, you know, I told people earlier, you know, that we had a lot, we showed a lot, and that one stayed and stuck. Many of those others that were the grand champions of all grand champions, they were just program show calves. They didn't quite have what it took to live in Leedy and live in surrounding areas, you know. And that's one of my things I want to say about Western Oklahoma too. You know, is like we're not feeding these cattle corn. These cattle are eating grass, and so you know these are adapted to Western Oklahoma, to the Texas Panhandle,
Kansas,
and so I mean some of those bloodlines would last forever, maybe in a different environment, but you know many times when we lose a bloodline, it's just because those cattle couldn't take what happened in Leedy, and you know they might have been in Weibo, Montana, and never had that set of circumstances come along, you know, like from, you know, from way below zero last year to 125 degrees in the middle of the summer. There's quite a bit of, you know, these cattle out here have been through a lot. I mean, they go through a lot every year.
Yeah.
They're
climatized to a very, very, it changes every minute.
Yes. I mean, and so there's some cattle can't start and stop and get with it. And I mean, these are the ones that's, after 18 years of selling bulls, these are the ones I got left. I mean, they're the ones that's put up with me for that long, or 20, and whatever.
Well, your number one pitcher in here on the Ashland O64,
Well, that's Ashland himself.
Yes. Yep. That's Ashland. Well, yeah. But that's a son you're selling out of.
We sell those sons. Yes.
Yep.
And we used Ashland in our three-year-olds, because we always like to, you know, we use a smaller bulls, low birth weight bulls with our virgin heifers. Then as when they come back as, you know, as two and threes, we try to use these smooth-made, medium kind of bulls that are real smooth. Ashland kind of fit that deal for me this year, plus being higher marbling. And then, you know, when we get down here to these cows being 5 or 6 years old, we use these bulls that are, they're big stout bulls,
right?
And you know, and that's our game. That we do the same thing over and over.
Well, speaking of game, let me take a break.
Sure.
And when we come back, I'm going to talk with Mike Schweitzer, Quartermaster Creek. Angus got a sale coming up next week. When we come back, we're going to touch on the bulls again, and then we're going to touch on some of these. I'm going to ask him how the cattle industry has changed since he started this bull, and are we getting better? Are we getting wiser? Are we getting smarter? So him and I are the same age, so we're going to have to figure out if we fit that agenda. So anyway, when we get back, that's what we'll touch on. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
This is the Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, February 11th. 1,913 head were sold. 6 head of steers at 370 brought 226. 5 at 500 brought 213. 26 at 537 brought 209.50. 7 at 598 brought 171. 5 at 753 brought 156. 7 head of heifers at 419 brought 190. 4 at 505 brought 161. 8 at 558 brought 158.50. 11 at 615 brought 152. 5 at 932 brought 135. Butcher cows were 40 to 100. Butcher bulls 54 to 170. 17 bred cows, 600 to 1450 pairs, brought 1,000 to 1,600. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma. Sale every Friday at 9 a.m. To consign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
It's known as the thief in the night. A lack of cattle mineral can lead to decreased weaning weights, small, weak calves, and severely compromised health. Don't let a gap in your feeding program rob your herd's performance. Stop by Farmers Union Co-op in Elk City and pick up a bag of Purina Wind and Rain Storm Mineral today. Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City is your authorized Purina dealer.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Better beef bulls at an affordable price. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 5th at the Clinton Livestock Auction at 12:30 p.m. Their feed efficiency tested on GrowSafe system. More than 50% of the bulls are suitable for heifers. There's data for DNA, data for birth, weaning, and yearlings, and there's ultrasound data. The Davis Angus Value Genetics Bull and Female Sale is Saturday, March 5th at 12:30 at the Clinton Livestock Auction. Get information online at davisangus.com or go to Facebook and search Davis Angus.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
There. Button went off on me. Anyway, I'm back. Let me double check on this weather real quick. And we have, if you guys, the text line is open. The KECO Ag text line is open at 580-225-9697. If you got any questions for Mr. Mike Schweitzer here with Quartermaster Creek, Angus Bulls, Angus Cattle, period, text it in. He'll answer. And right now, our weather is 69 degrees, south-southwest wind at 17 miles an hour, wind gust up to 23, and me and you's probably going to eat this whole hour up, ain't we? So I was looking, and Eddie Burks is your auctioneer. But these Ringman you got, I mean, you're talking Jeff Mafia, Angus Journal, Doug Paul with the Stock Exchange, Chisholm Kinder with the Oklahoma Cowman. Them guys ain't no joke.
Oh, no. You know, when we started, we had a female sale way back there, and that's what we thought we were going to do. We thought we were going to sell females. And then that drought that was back there in the 2010s just choked us off. You know, the backbone of any real sale is selling a few of those cattle to your neighbors and the people that live close to you. I mean, you just got to have them for a liquidity and any kind of a sale. And really, and it was apparent to us that our neighbors didn't need any more cows. And so we kind of backed off of that. But when we had that sale, when we started getting auctioneers, and a guy, Ryan Cotton, was a guy that we really trusted. And he just said that, you know, Eddie Burks was one of the really good young auctioneers at the time. And that's been 18, you know, it's been a long time ago now, you know, or 12 years ago. But so we got him, and he you know, he'll last longer than – so he'll probably always be our auctioneer. I'll be out of the business while he's still auctioning, you know.
Okay.
And then like Chisholm and Doug Paul, you know, they're professionals. And I just told you earlier, you know, that they work for Barrett Jackson. You'll see them on TV, you know. And so, I mean, they're not just – you know, they don't get confused. I mean, no. I just tell you, they
know who's got the number.
And you know, when you're auctioning, you don't want some know-it-all making your crowd mad. You need those people to be pleasing, and
yep,
you know, and so I mean, those professionals, they're not gonna cause a scene. You know, we're really proud of the, and then when we included Christy Collins's deal here with the CCI.live,
yep,
very professional, very very professional,
right.
The internet click to bid stuff is handled by that, and very pleased.
Well, speaking of Christy and the CCI, technology has changed so much in the last 20 years, and you know, everybody, you know, a lot of people buy cattle from 1,000 miles away and never see them live. But how, besides technology, how has the breeding of bulls changed, or cattle changed, since you started? What's different now than when it was when you got in there 20 years ago?
Well, one of the things is we used to buy, when we bought stockers for a living, and we bought the neighbor's calves, and a set of calves that weigh 5, 5 1/4 was a nice set of calves.
Right.
And today, if you tried to buy those calves from this, you know, those cattle weigh 6.5. Even through all the trouble, all the things that go wrong, whether I've sell you a bull you didn't like, but when you look back, we've made real progress. With these cattle are better than they were 20 some years ago. I mean, we're just making more pounds for certain. Another change is through COVID has been people have got used to buying directly. I think that's a big change. You know, that there's people feeding out cattle and selling a few to the – it used to be, you know, I wouldn't have done it. I mean, as a rule, I'm kind of a dinosaur in that. You know, I didn't want to – I felt better buying my meat from Safeway than I did – from some individual I didn't know anything
about. Jimmy Clark.
Yeah, but we've changed that. That idea has changed.
Oh,
throughout the business. So we're giving some people a chance to reap another $500-$600 a head by doing some marketing. So we get maybe some young people have got a chance to get a niche going, and you know, and I think that's real. I think that's different. I just feel that. But
well, we got more processors around now. Used to, I remember as a kid. There was a, I can't remember where it was, whether it's Burns Flat or down at Deal City or Cordell, that my mom and dad had meat at a butcher shop, but it was also a freezer locker, and that's where you kept your meat. And they went down there every week or every other week and got meat out of that locker and brought it home. Well, that don't happen nowadays.
No, but you know, I remember that at Leedy, they had a locker, and the people that owned that locker, you know, that was big business.
Yeah,
it really was.
Yeah.
And when the grocery store closed, they let that locker thaw out that had been froze for like since the beginning of time. And you could smell that for. I mean, it had nothing in it. It didn't have anything in it. But it was. But you could smell that. I mean, because you know, do you remember those old wood?
Yeah.
Well, they wooden.
Yeah, wooden
doors. That's what I kind of remember.
With the push button on it.
That was when I was a little boy.
Yeah.
I mean, that was.
I got a question for you. How many different breeds are still around that you are selling? But you've always been Angus, haven't you?
Oh, you know, when we was kids, we started, you know, show calves. My dad was a, he was a guy that he kind of, that's one of the greatest attributes he gave to me was he let me make some decisions. And then he kind of cleaned up my messes, helped me clean up the messes. And God, we made some messes.
Right.
You know, when I was young. So we bought, you know, them old big old tall Kianis bulls there for a while. And we had limousine bulls. And I'm not running. I got to be really careful here that we don't. Because I want to say that there is really nice cattle in every breed.
Oh, there is.
There's wonderful cattle.
In the day, Kianina would scare you.
Well, they could come right at you, you know.
I'm here.
Old birth weights, and you know, there was some, you know. But when we went to, you know, it took me. I remember when we started showing, one of my friends begged me not to buy an Angus heifer. He said, Mike, you can't win with an Angus heifer. You just can't. Because everything was, and it's golly, we had
mains,
we
had key cross, oh, yeah, whole
that's
nine
all they'd
yards.
Ever seen.
Yeah.
And you know, we had Kirk Steerwalt was my lived 6 miles from me, and Jimmy Harrell was up there, and he was a Jimmy's a was really good at the show game, and I had
still is.
I know. And he had the, and so I had one of the best advisors and one of the best fitters in the world living 6, 8, 10 miles from me. And when we started showing, man, we come out with both barrels loaded. We had, and that heifer, she won almost everything you could win. And
what that little boy said.
And he said, Mike, I've never seen one that looked like that. You know, and we got her up in Montana, and she had that big old, when we got her, she had hair growing over her eyes. I mean, and then now they've got these showcase program to grow hair. I mean, right. it's a whole different game than
yes.
it was 30 years ago. 20, well, just 15 years, 2000. The late 90s, early 2000s was when we started. My kids were just the right age.
Right.
And so we did all of that. But
it's changed a lot since.
Oh, yeah. But you know, again, back for our sale, you know, we just I do believe that I'm very conscious that we try to put product out there that's real ranching cattle, not. I mean, I'm not saying they don't cross. I mean, sometimes those two avenues or three, you know, don't all get. I mean, they co-mingle, but at the end of the day, we're selling cattle to make pounds for our customers, and we sell bull. We're trying to make bulls that are fertile, and you know, because they still got to do the functional traits of breeding. I mean, an open cow's no good to you. So,
nope.
So these bulls have all got sisters.
Right.
And so, you know, we got to be conscious of what we're selling, that it's not just a terminal crossing. It can be. But for the most part, you know, our customers that are buying a good bull, we also hope we're trying to create a good cow for them. And even in this sale, these two-year-old pairs we're going to sell, they're my brother-in-law's. They're out of generations of bulls I've sold them, and one of the only reasons I do it, because they get the money on those pairs, is like I want people to see what could be created with what we're selling, because it's a pretty good advertisement to look out there and have a two-year-old pair that just knock your eyes out, you know. It's
like, right.
Well, so I mean we're it's a good deal. It's a good deal for both of us.
Well, and you talk about showing the genetics from your brother-in-law's cattle that you're selling at this deal, but, you know, the cattle have changed so much in the last 20 or 30 years. Now the customer is the number one person we need to satisfy with that meat on that.
Our ultimate customer, yes. I mean, we do got to, and I think we're helping that. You know, we're just, I'm not going to chase these extremes. You know, but for me, we're trying to... Like for marbling, I'm just not going to give up all the years of making a cow just to have a bull that's higher marbling. But if we can influx marbling and keep a conscious of that as we go, I mean,
yes.
We're helping the whole industry and
right
overlook, and that helps. And I mean, that helps the consumer, that helps the customer that's eating it.
Because people are more pickier nowadays.
Oh yeah.
Oh my gosh. It's just, I mean, I sell four beefs every four months to people, yeah. Friends of mine that, you know, want beef. And it's just like we provide them with, like you said, the marbling, the ribeye size, and these charts that are in your, me and you don't want to touch on very much, but on your charts in here, you know, because it's hard. I'm learning to understand them now.
Sure.
And so, and I can be taught still at 60 years old,
yeah.
But it just, people are more pickier, but I was looking through here at all yours, and you got a pretty good string of bulls coming up for sale next week.
Oh, yeah. We appreciate it. We've been well received.
And so, to finish this off, your bull sale is next Wednesday, starts at 12:30. They can come out Wednesday morning and look at bulls?
They can come anytime from right as soon as I get home this afternoon till next, till Saturday.
Give him an hour.
Yeah, it'd be nice. Owen Welty helps me out there, a young boy. He could start showing them around till I get home, but it would. But you know, the weather's going to, as soon as the weather turns, start coming and looking if you want to. They're in groups of 30 or, I mean, they may be in groups of 30.
Right.
You know, but you can still look through them, and we'd be glad to have you.
And we got 145 two-year-old bulls, and how many cows, females are you selling?
90.
There it 90. Is.
In
I
groups,
got it.
We sell those females in groups of 10.
Okay.
And with the right to take more if you want them. So, I mean, the, honestly, you know, when we sell those two-year-old pairs, we may sell 10 or we may sell 40 in the first 45 seconds. I mean, you know, when we sell them, they may take them all.
Well, you
or whatever, but we'll get right through them. So the 100 females don't take 10 minutes to sell, you know, and then we get to the bulls.
Well, you got a quartermaster to look at it at quartermastercreek.com. Mm-hmm. And you can also contact Mike at 580-488-3889.
And where are you reading
that? In the back.
Okay, that's our home number.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, and then I was going to give your cell number.
Okay, you used up your time.
No, cell number is 580-445-8275, and this is in Leedy, and it's easy to get to from any – Leedy's easy to get to from any direction, whether you're coming from Woodward, you're coming from Elk City, you're coming from Cheyenne, you're coming from Watonga. I went through Leedy a million times, and it's easy to get to, and the ranch is out west on 47, right? And then back south?
Yep.
We'll have sign up for that?
Oh, yeah, we will.
Have sign up. Most everybody knows where you're at anyway.
Well, they're gaining.
We might got a new one on here. You never know.
You bet.
And Mike, again, thank you for coming in.
And thank you for having me.
And you're on Facebook, too. You're not, but you have a Facebook page.
Oh, yes, Facebook and Instagram, and I guess it's all out there.
All right. Well, thank you a lot again.
And thank you.
All right. I had Mike Schweitzer with Quartermaster Creek Cattle. He'll got the big bull sale, 145 bulls selling next Wednesday at 12:30. Don't miss it. He's got a awesome line of bulls up. We'll be right back after this. It's the Day in Ag on 96.5 KECO.
From sunup till sundown, we know your irrigation equipment needs to be as hardworking as you, because we all know a farmer's job is never done. Valley is your strength in the field. We're the everyman brand. No matter your operational setup, we have the irrigation equipment and technology to move you forward. Valley products are built to last, easy to operate, and ahead of the curve. Durable, reliable, and built tough. This is Valley.
Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 or online at knutsonirrigation.com.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden. Complete nutrition for every animal, that's what you'll find in Hi-Pro Feeds. At Hi-Pro, their commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the most out of every animal. Hobart Farm and Garden in Hobart, Oklahoma is your local Hi-Pro Feeds dealer. Providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. See their ad in the Penny News and check them out on Facebook. See all they have to offer at HobartFarmAndGarden.com. That's HobartFarmAndGarden.com.
Great news, folks. Ron Hayes here to let you know SEI Agritech in Elk City is now your livestock nutrition center dealer. This is better quality feed and minerals for your cattle, horses, sheep, and goats. Plus, at SEI Agritech, you can buy everything from bulk to 50-pound bags. Call or go see SEI Agritech today about your feed and mineral needs. Their number, 580-225-0317. 580-225-0317. Better feed, better results.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. For sale this Thursday, February the 17th. We're expecting 3,000 cattle. Call will either start at 8 or 9 o'clock. From Leedy, got 40 steers, 3.5 to 4 and a quarter. They're weaning. Roston, 42 mixed cattle at 5. Shamrock, Texas, 65 heifers, 4 to 6. Follett, 180 steers, numbers 5 to 650. Davison, 62 mixed, 7.5. Laverne, 81 steers at 7. Freedom, 80 steers, 5 to 8. Arkansas, 75. Mexico, 6 to 7. Billings, 140 steers at 8 and 80 heifers at 7. Thomas got 48 mixed at 8. Shattuck, 58 mixed at 7. Mount Vernon, Arkansas, 63 mixed, 7.5. Watonga, 160 steers, never 6 to 750. Davison, 70 steers at 8. And Gruber, Texas, 70 heifers at 7. Again, we're expecting 3,000 cattle. Give us a call. We'll either start 8 or 9 o'clock. Thanksgiving, Jerry 9, and the Woodford Livestock Auction.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark on 96.5 KECO.
I'm back. Thanks again, Mr. Schweitzer, for coming in, stopping in the studio with me and talking about your bull sale coming up next Wednesday. We got bull sales all over the place for the next few months, so go get you one. There's no reason why you can't have a bull in your pasture, especially a new one, and Angus, too. Anyway, the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast is, right now, currently 70 degrees. Winds are out of the south-southwest at 18 miles an hour. Wind gusts up to 24. Humidity is dropping. It's 37%. And we are under a fire weather warning until 6 p.m. So, today, 77 for a high. Tonight, 28 degrees for a low. The wind's going to switch, looks like, around midnight or a little bit before midnight. And it's going to switch with a vengeance. 90% chance of wintry mix tonight. 40-mile-an-hour wind tonight out of the north when that front switches. It is, or comes through, doesn't switch, it's coming through. Tomorrow, 40% chance of a wintry mix, 33 for a high. Winds north, 22 to 30, gusting up to 40 tomorrow night. Or tomorrow night, low 20, clear. Friday, back up to 54 degrees. Saturday, 62 degrees. Sunday, 69 degrees. Well, I'll save my golfing story I heard about Mike for later. Maybe on sale day I'll mention it. Squirrels and golfing, two great combination. So anyway, we got that going on. Well, I have some results from the Woodward sale from yesterday, the cow and bull sale that they had up there. Breaker cows were running anywhere from $75 per hundred weight all the way up to $88 per hundred weight, and their average price was $83.94. Boner cows, anywhere from $70 up to $85. Average was anywhere from $74 to $85 on the average on their boner cows. Lean cows, they was anywhere from $47 to $79, with some, most of the average being in the 66 to 72 range. And on the bulls, we got most of them anywhere from $79 to $111 per hundred weight. Bulls selling really good. That's slaughter bulls. On the bred cows, 2 to 4 year olds, we're bringing $1,100. On the 5 to 8 year olds, we're bringing up to $1,175. And then we got the cow-calf pairs with calves 150 pounds or less. Those bringing anywhere from $950 to $1,185 on the cow-calf pairs. With 150 to 300 pound calves on them, was bringing anywhere from $1,200 to $1,350 a head. So there you got from Woodward yesterday. I'll have you some results from Hobart. Hobart's going on today. And then tomorrow, let's see what's happening tomorrow. Woodward weekly calf sale will be happening tomorrow in Woodward. And Friday, Elk City Livestock Auction will be happening. And Saturday, we got Hollis going on down in Hollis. And then Monday, Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction. We got a lot of cattle selling around here. But they was, I don't know if I mentioned, there was 567 cows and bulls sold yesterday at Woodward. But I'll have you the results from the Hobart Stockyards tomorrow. Well, here we go. Let me get back to my little deal that I had, if it'll cooperate with me. There we go. Anyway, this kind of gave me I was reading this on Drovers. Give weak calves a boost with a big squeeze. You've probably seen it more than once. A beautiful, perfectly formed, and apparently healthy calf that just has no interest in engaging into life. With these weak or dummy calves, that's why I have seven sisters that were older than me, and that's why they call me dummy, because I was indifferent or I was weak. I'm getting it now. But anyway, these weak or dummy calves are indifferent to stimulus, clumsy, lethargic, and weak or no suckle reflex. Frequently, they are the result of a dramatic section of the birth. They are frustrating to raise, may require multiple tube feedings, and often don't survive. As it turns out, there may be a simple, low-cost, and effective way to help them, and it doesn't require a needle, a tube, or a chute to administer. The Madigan squeeze technique was developed by John Madigan, a veterinarian professor and equine health expert at the University of California. Madigan developed this technique as part of his research to assist dummy foals with similar early life attitudes. Well, this theory he's got works on whether it's horses, the foals, or the calves, or baby goats, or baby sheep. This works all the way around. You can get on YouTube. If you'll get on YouTube and find Madigan theory, there's all kinds of different ways in there. Is when animals travel through the birth canal, it causes a surge of hormones that shut down sedative neurosteroids that keep them calm in the womb. Because both cattle and horses are prey species, it's important that they make a quick switch to consciousness so they could, in theory, run to safety within a few hours of birth. The squeeze through the birth canal is thought to help flip a biochemical on switch that helps newborns transition quickly from the sleep-like state in the womb to active engagement outside of it. And for some reason, this transition does not occur. The animal remains quiet, depressed, and detached. Here's how this technique works. Best get on YouTube and find it, but I'm going to talk you through it. Wrap a long, soft rope in three consecutive loops around the calf's chest. Gently pull the rope to create pressure around the ribs. The calf should lie down and will enter a sleep-like state with eyes closed. Slow breathing and lower heart rate. Maintain this position for 20 minutes. Remove the rope and assist the calf in standing. This MST, that's the Madigan technique, simulates pressure in the birth canal during the second stage of labor, which typically lasts 20 to 40 minutes. It is best to perform the technique within a day or two of birth. Bovine veterinarian Casey Fowle of Old Dominion Veterinary Services in Virginia has used this Madigan squeeze technique on numerous calves with great success. While she advises it's best to do it the first time with the training of your herd veterinarian, it is definitely a handy skill that can be acquired by experienced calf raisers. The video that I was talking about shows that it was applied to a weak newborn fawn, and an excellent demonstration on how to place the rope can be found there. A brief study published in the New Zealand Veterinary Journal showed the MST helped two dull, unresponsive calves to wake up, stand, and walk towards their dams. One calf received the treatment at 6 hours after birth, and one at 20 hours after birth, and both were reported to be nursing normally the day after treatment. So I guess this wasn't out when I was born, or my sisters would have probably used it on me, because they always called me dummy, and there we have it. Well, anyway, it's been a great show today with Mike Schweitzer from Quartermaster Creek Cattle Company in here with me, and him and Aaron still back there if you heard them. Anyway, look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Frank Lucas will be on the first part of the show to update us on some trade issues with China and some stuff going on with supply line with agriculture tomorrow. Join me tomorrow. It's Today in Ag on 96.5 KECO. God bless.
It's loaded with action and suspense.
This is KECO, Elk City.
How to prevent war. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. The White House says it remains focused on being prepared.